Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Secrets of Riverside, written by Mandy Magro and read by Alicia Bennett. For Des and Chloe, my family, my world. 143, to the moon and back, I love you both with all my heart, always and forevermore. Kiss, kiss. There is the kind of fire, lit by man's hand, that can warm or consume us, mesmerize or terrorize us. Then there is the kind of fire that smoulders inside all of us, one that craves to be ignited by another's sparks. Both are forces to be reckoned with. Prologue. Blue Mountains, Christmas Day. This can't be real. This isn't happening. Wake up, Amelia, please. Wake up! Try as she might to claw her way out of what seemed like a terrifying nightmare, 15-year-old Amelia Price was already wide awake. Now, seated out of harm's way, with the kitten her mum and dad had gifted her only hours earlier, cradled tightly in her arms, she felt paralyzing fear hanging heavy in the air as the emergency crews hurried around her. Amid the mayhem, a familiar voice wavered into her hazy awareness, the woman trying to soothe her as a blanket was placed over her shoulders. Her kitten was gently lifted from her lap and into Mrs. Strathmore's arms as her neighbour and best friend, Ebony Strathmore, wriggled even closer to her. With her vision blurring, she tried to blink the horrific images of smouldering rubble and coiling hoses, but she couldn't. She rubbed at her stinging eyes with her fists. It was meant to be the happiest day of the year. She should be sitting at the dining table now, with her family, eating the roast turkey her mum had been slaving over since they'd finished opening their Christmas presents bright and early that morning. But her family was gone forever, and now she was forever alone. This despairing thought pounded over and over in her dizzy head as she winced at the recollection of her little brother Zach's desperate cries for help and her mother's tortured shrieks. Just like theirs had been, her own heart-wrenching screams were now silenced, and although the flames had licked at the suffocating air like some ravenous fire-breathing demon as she'd frantically tried to reach her family, she couldn't feel the pain of it any longer. She also couldn't tell the police who the person was that had carried her to safety, other than that it was a youngish guy with strong arms and a calming voice. What she was acutely aware of right now was Ebony's supportive presence at her side, her own ragged breath, her swirling, nauseated stomach, and the tears streaming down her cheeks. And yet, at the very same time, she felt oddly numb. It had been so suffocatingly dark within the fire's wrath, and she truly believed she was going to die. But then someone had scooped her up and carried her to safety. Who would risk their life to save hers, only to disappear into thin air? The whole scene before her was whizzing by, but at the same time moving in such painfully slow motion. She wanted to look away, to squeeze her eyes shut, but she couldn't. "Why don't you come inside, Millie?" Ebony's voice was soft, kind, so my mum can take care of you. Biting her bottom lip, Amelia shook her head. "Okay then. I'll stay here with you for as long as you need me to." Blinking back heavy tears, Amelia nodded, grateful for her one and only true friend. As Ebony's fingers interlaced with hers, she drew in a long, deep breath and watched the black smoke twisting and twirling upwards from what had once been her home and into the dead of night. The sirens had long been silenced, but the blue and red spinning lights still flashed over the smouldering debris. Only hours ago, her mother had hugged her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?